David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC.
And tell me that my lonesome nights are over.
Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am your host, David Hollander. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People here, they call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. That's because I am a financial advisor and an attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of our studio in Orange County, California. It's a beautiful day down here. So if you have a question about something, maybe you just got sued. We had a case this week. I can't wait to tell you about it. Just incredible. But anyway, these sort of things happen. And if you have a question, you want to know what to do, you can always give me a call. The number is 808-KNBR. That's right. It's 415-808-5627. Or if you don't want to be on the air, then you can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio anytime you like. I don't know about you, but this year has just flown by. I'm already hearing Christmas music as I jump into the Ubers and I walk around the shopping malls. It's incredible. We're closing in on a new year. And if you're like me, your holiday plans and shopping duties will likely take over your schedule today, if they haven't already. But you know, you still have time to take care of some last minute financial moves before 2018 come to an end. These moves could help you do much better in 2019. So today I want to focus on a year-end financial to-do list. I know you don't want another list, but this one is going to be pretty good. Questions like this: should you make an extra 401k contribution? Is this the right time to realize a capital gain? Should you rebalance your portfolio right now? Do you need to develop a financial game plan so you can hit the ground running in 2019? These are all fantastic questions that you've asked lately, so thank you for that. You know, I hear people talking about New Year's resolutions and how after the new year, they're really going to get in gear and take care of some things. But I ask you the question, why wait? Why do you need the new year to roll around to get it in gear? Taxes are low. The markets are volatile right now. Interest rates, now that we have those somewhat under control. So now is the time to make some smart money moves. There's still some really great bargains out there, really before it's too late. Because once 2018 is over, you have lost all your ability to do anything about it. So this is going to be a great show. We've got a lot of good ideas for you. So stick around. And now let's get started. The market this week finally gave back some of what we had lost from the previous rout of October in the beginning of November. The market for the week had a huge good day on Wednesday, as you know. Monday was a good day, and then it was led by the retailers and the tech. Dow up 354, S&P up 40, and then Wednesday was the big day. We saw the Dow up 617 points, S&P 500 up 61 points, NASDAQ up over 3% in a day. This was all very good news from the Fed Chairman Powell, which I'll talk about in a minute, but also what's going on in Buenos Aires right now with the G20. But anyways, for the month, this is interesting. So November is over, and for the month, get this, you may not believe it, but the Dow was up 1.7%, S&P was up 1.8%, and the NASDAQ was up 0.3%. Now, I just want to say, if you go back and listen to the show, prior to November, what did I say about November? Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, the 10-year fell below 3% to 2.99%. Oil got hit bad in November. It was down over 20%. Get this. This was the biggest decline in the price of oil since, wait for it, October of 2008. Can you believe that? And natural gas was up over 40%. We talked all about natural gas in a previous show. So for the economy, here's what's going on right now. Here's what's driving the upside. It's two things. Interest rates, which is controlled by the Fed, and the trade war skirmish, whatever you want to call it, with China. Those are the two things that are really kind of holding up the economy. And this week, you can check off one of those, interest rates, because what Chairman Powell said this week was a big deal. He said, look, we're not on any preset rate increase. This was a tone change. And you see markets move when the Fed changes their tone. We saw this in October. You may remember in early October when he was talking about, look, we're probably going to raise rates some more. And people thought, oh, maybe two, three, four more times over the next year. And now he says that's not necessarily true. And other governors in the Fed are saying the same thing. So my take on all this is I don't think we're going to see them raise much more. I've been saying this all year. I don't think they're going to raise in December. A lot of people say it's already in the market. Well, maybe it is, but what if it doesn't happen? And I certainly don't think it's going to be three or four more times over the next year. So this is very good, and the market like to hear that, because if the interest rates stay about where they are, this helps business continue on without the higher cost of interest rates. So this was a great move by the Fed, and the market obviously liked it a lot, because this sort of language means that they're probably in a neutral posture, or getting close to what's called a neutral posture, which means they're not going to really do much more to affect interest rates. And this could be good for the real estate market. It could be obviously good for the financial markets. And so this is what's going on right now. He's also said, which I thought was very poignant, was that he didn't see any excess in stock value. You may remember the famous quote many years ago when Alan Greenspan was in office, and he was talking about irrational exuberance when stocks were at a certain price. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then we saw prices of stocks even go higher. And then, of course, the big crash that came crashing down. So, you know, these guys are, and gals, certainly have their hands on the pulse of what the market's doing. And they're saying right now they don't see excessive value in stocks. And that should be good for equities overall. And I loved his analogy. You know, sometimes the Fed says things and you wonder, what are they talking about? But I like this analogy. He said, right now they feel like they're walking through a dark room full of furniture. Imagine that, walking through a dark room full of furniture. And what he was saying about that was, we're going to look at the data and we'll make our decisions as we see the data. And that's great. I mean, because we all kind of know what the data is going to look like. It hasn't been anything of a surprise. The unemployment number is still at a 49-year low, which is good. The Fed likes that. They also see the global economy slowing down, autos, housing. These are all starting to slow down, and that's of some concern to them. We all saw this in their notes that were released. And he says inflation's right around their 2% target. So all that is a soft landing. And I expect there's going to be a Santa Claus rally. I expect the market's got some more in it. GDP was up 3.5%. The economy is growing for the third quarter. And so all we really need to deal with here is this trade issue. And as you know, tonight, Buenos Aires is about 5 hours ahead of us here on the West Coast. And so tonight, expect some news out of there, because Trump and Xi Jinping are having dinner tonight. And evidently, they're going to make some kind of a deal. Who knows what's going to happen at that dinner, but I'm sure it's going to be fascinating to hear the results of it all. But I think that hopefully they'll get some sort of resolution at some point here in the not too distant future. And that should be the final straw and the markets can get going, which is something that we've been waiting for. Listen, what else is going on here? We have what you should be looking at right now. I came across a fascinating article I wanted to share with you. This was in Barron's, and this had to do with bank stocks. Get this, Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett has been looking at bank stocks in a big way. Berkshire Hathaway bought more than $13 billion, that's with a B, of bank stocks in the third quarter, highlighted by $4 billion in JPMorgan Chase and almost $6 billion in Bank of America. The KBW index of 24 bank stocks for the year is down about 8%. This group, the bank stock group, has lagged behind all the major market despite their earnings growth. So earnings at large banks for this year are expected to be up about 40% with income rising and their stock prices where they are. Bank values and stocks have contracted. And so I think large banks now have a pretty good value. You're seeing their price to earnings ratio of about 10.2%. And you compare that to other stocks out there, that's pretty reasonable, particularly when they're paying dividends. And so when you get good earnings like we expect, and you have good capital returns at a discounted value relative to the overall market, that means higher stock prices typically. So you could see up to 9% growth in bank earnings for 2019. So again, with the dividend and with the exposure to cash flow, positive cash flow through these banks, you should see better numbers. And Berkshire, get this, they have over 40% now of their fund in banks. So that's a pretty big bet, and that's something to pay attention to. Next week, what should you expect? Thursday, OPEC will be meeting. This is going to have some sort of an impact on oil. I think that you're going to see some interesting dialogue come out of that, and I would expect oil and oil-related stocks to have some sort of a movement on that day, so be aware of that. And then Friday, we get the jobs report, and of course, that'll be important because the Fed does look at that as they start to make their decision. But again, I'm not expecting any major surprises here. How can your 401k and your charitable gifts lower your taxes in 2019? I'm going to tell you what you need to know right now before the year's over. It's all coming up next. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I am the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Our show is everywhere. You can now find Protect Your Assets on Spotify, Apple Music, and our brand new podcast page at LibertyGroupLLC.com. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Taxes are low right now. The markets have certainly been volatile the last 6 weeks. And interest rates, well, they appear to be neutral right now. So now is the time to make some smart money moves before 2018 is over and it's too late. So today I'm giving you a shopping list, if you will, on things you need to get done before the end of the year, because once it's over, it's over. So my goal today is to help you save on taxes and hopefully make a little bit more money in the process and invest smarter. So let's get things in order right now. It's a heck of a lot easier to set a goal and say, well, I'll have this done before the end of the year, than it is to set a goal and have an unlimited amount of time to achieve it, like the new year represents, because let's face it, most of us can't get this stuff done with as busy as our work schedules are. So my suggestion to you today is this: don't wait until it's too late. Take action, maybe tomorrow when you're just sitting around thinking about some things, or maybe, you know, this week when you come home from work, when you have an extra hour, extra half hour at night before you sit down and watch Monday Night Football or Thursday night, you know, take a half an hour and devote some time to this. So let's talk at first about something that's so easy to do right now. Most of you have what's called a 401k. And I'm going to start with something pretty basic here. Most people who are still working are still worried about when, if, and how much they should be contributing to their retirement savings accounts. And the bulk of the people that we meet with are saving money for retirement using a 401k or even an IRA to do it. So first of all, if you are able to save up to the maximum amount, then it pretty much goes without saying that you should do it. Common sense tells us that the more you save over the years, the more you're going to make. And the more you put away, the better power of compound interest can work for you. With the 401k account, there are two types of contribution levels. Now, first of all, if you're under 50, that's one level. And if you're over 50, that's another. So for those people who are under 50 right now for 2018, the maximum amount you can contribute to your 401k is $18,500. Now, if you're over 50, you get a $6,000 catch-up, if you will. Now, it's not catch-up times 50 cents. No. Okay. It's a catch-up. And it's an extra $6,000. So you can put away $24,500 if you're over 50. Now, in order for your contribution to be considered a 2018 deferral, meaning that it comes right out of your paycheck and you don't have to pay taxes on it, you must. This is not something you can choose. You must have that money invested and deferred in that account before 2018 is over. So right now, I'm telling all of my clients, the people we talked to this week, talked to a lot of people this week, that you need to get this done before 2018 is over. So if you have a couple few paychecks coming, maybe a bonus, if you can, stick as much of that away as you can up to the $18,500 if you're under 50. And if you're over 50, as much of the $24,500 as you can. And if you're already doing that, good job. Keep it up. But for those of you who have been maybe delayed on it, let's say a couple months, then, and in fact, I saw a client yesterday who sent me her pay stub. And I looked at it and she was about $6,800 in, and sure enough, she's making good money each month. So I said, look, this month, don't take your paycheck, put it all away into that 401k if you can do it, because you can put up to $24,500 away. And so she's going to do it. So that's a good thing to do. So conversely, the IRA works a little bit differently. And let's talk a little about IRA contributions, because these can be made all the way up to April 15th. Of 2019 and still be applied as a 2018 contribution. So that's a little bit different when you're talking about IRAs. The traditional IRA and also the Roth IRA, one of my favorites, this limits contributions again based on your age. So again, under 50, over 50. Both types have an under 50 maximum contribution of $5,500. Now, if you're over 50, you can add $1,000 to that and do up to $6,500. And finally, other accounts like SEP IRAs or Simple IRAs have different deferral maximum levels. So please check with your CPA, check with our office if you have a question about this, because these are other types of accounts that you can put away a lot more money than what I'm talking about right now. But you need to get with a third-party administrator and run some numbers. And please, if you're going to do it soon, because the year will be over and this stuff takes some time. So get on that. One other thing that I want to talk to you about today is tax loss harvesting. Now, this is an area that I constantly see people not thinking about and making mistakes. So tax loss harvesting can do this. It can help offset your capital gains and your losses from stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or ETFs. So if you invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or exchange-traded funds, also known as ETFs, in after-tax brokerage or investment accounts. So these are not IRA accounts or retirement accounts. I'm talking about your normal brokerage type accounts. Then you're likely right now sitting on some unrealized gains or losses that can be used right now to take advantage of the position you're in. And right now with the market starting to move higher, I encourage you to take a look at this right now. Many times investors can be sitting on a significant capital gain due to the sale of some stocks in their account or some other positions that maybe happened last year and you've carried this forward. So in an effort to reduce the taxes you're going to pay on all your earnings this year, It's important to look at selling some of these positions in your portfolio and creating, if you need to, some additional losses to offset any gain. So even if you're purchased the same position immediately after for the same quantity of shares, you can still lock in the losses and put those against the gains. Now, conversely, on their side, if an investor has realized some losses from the sale of investments during the year, they could sell some winners in their portfolio to avoid future potential capital gains by going against their realized losses. This strategy is called capital gains and loss harvesting and is used as an effort to minimize both current and future taxes that could be owed on these stocks that you may hold for a while. Furthermore, you may have multiple years worth of carryover losses from maybe a bad investment that goes all the way back to the dot-com bust. So you could sell some winners right now to take advantage of that position if that's what your tax return shows. Now, beware of the wash rule. This is important. A lot of people get trapped in this. A wash rule is triggered when an investment is sold at a loss and the same or substantially identical investment is purchased either 30 days before or after the sale. So if a transaction is deemed a wash sale, any tax savings that you think that you have, you lose it. So don't make that mistake. And remember, you can always take that $3,000 a year ordinary income off your taxes if you have unused carry forward losses. Now, you may be asking, well, what should I be doing right now? Because this is complicated and I don't necessarily know what I should be doing and no one's calling me and helping me with this. I know this and I know it's complicated and how you feel because this is sticky stuff. It kind of feels like quicksand, like maybe you're trapped and you don't know which way to turn because you don't want to make a mistake. But guess what? You're not alone. You got to start talking to somebody who has a CPA and a financial planner on staff. And so in our office, this is how we're built. We have a CPA right in our office. We have 16 financial advisors and we have 3 estate planning attorneys who put together a roadmap for you to show you how to take advantage of these types of tax saving strategies right now before it's too late. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of tax deferred account, here's what you can do. Pick up the phone right now and talk to a member of my team who can help you unlock the power of these tax saving strategies right now at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. You can do this right now. Start lowering your taxes this weekend. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Do it. Do it now. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, you've been paying a fortune on your health insurance premiums this last year. But guess what? The new tax law has a loophole in it, and I want to talk to you about it and show you how to get money back. It's all coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. Is just waiting to happen. Some call it retirement. We call it bliss. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network, and you've tuned into likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. While other shows are busy pitching you the annuity of the week or maybe an expensive collection of mutual funds, we help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered, and today is no exception. If you're like me, you spent a fortune on health care insurance this past year. Once more, you may have a family that is in a facility right now, and that's costing you not only emotionally, but financially, it can be devastating. So here's some ideas on how you can take action right now and get some of this money back that may be sitting around there that you're not aware of. So the first thing is something called an FSA. And if you have a health care or a dependent care, what's called a flexible spending account, an FSA, check its balance and the rules. Do that this weekend, because in many cases, you're going to lose anything left in that account at year end. And so if you still have any cash in that account that needs to be spent, start by reimbursing yourself for any eligible health or dependent care expenses that maybe you overlooked earlier in the year. And this includes deductibles like copays, expenses for glasses, contacts, prescription drugs, dental care, or family care. If you have dependents like kids or parents that you're taking care of. Beyond that, stock up on FSA eligible products like contact lens solution, maybe first aid items, and thermometers. Also, I want you to round up your HSA eligible expenses, because unlike an FSA, health savings accounts, or HSAs, they offer an unlimited amount of time to reimburse yourself for eligible medical expenses and don't have a use it or lose it rule. So you can let the money grow tax-free until you need it. Then gather all your receipts for any medical expenses that you paid out of pocket. And if you didn't reimburse yourself for those expenses this year, file the receipts so you can reimburse yourself for the expenses tax-free anytime in the future. Now, the other one that I'm having all of folks we're doing reviews with right now look at is their HSAs. I want to ask you the question, are you enrolled in a high deductible health insurance plan this past year? If you haven't already opened an HSA right now, you might be able to still do that. Most policies with deductibles of at least $1,350 for a single person or $2,700 for family qualify for this type of an account. This account gives you a triple tax break, because the contributions you put into it are deductible out of your earnings, and so they go in tax deferred. The interest that you earn in this account grows tax-free, and get this, when you take the money out, it comes out tax-free if you're using it for medical expenses. And what do you think is going to be one of the biggest expenses in retirement? Yeah, you guessed it. It's medical expenses. So if you have or had an HSA eligible policy throughout 2018, here's what you can do. It's not too late. In fact, remember the client I talked to you about earlier when I looked at her pay stub? She hadn't done this yet, and so we're going to go ahead and do this. If you're an individual, you can put $3,450 right out of your pay into your HSA before the year is up. If you have a family, then you can do $6,900. So people who are 55 or older anytime during the year can also throw in another $1,000 on top of that. So those are good things to do. Now, what about appointments? Now, if you've met your health insurance deductible for 2018, you may save money by scheduling appointments and procedures before the end of the year, rather than in the new year after your deductible will kick in again. You can get it out of the way now. Most dental insurance plans also cover two cleanings and have a maximum dollar amount that they're going to pay towards your dental care each year. So if you have benefits remaining or your dentist has recommended treatments that you haven't done yet, I know we all put them off, I'm included here, then schedule an appointment and get in there before the year's over so you don't lose them. One of my favorites is to qualify for a healthcare subsidiary in 2019. So premiums for many insurance policies you purchase on a healthcare exchange are high enough to really induce sticker shock, especially if you don't qualify for a subsidy. But if you're near the cutoff to receive a subsidy, and this is 400% of the federal poverty level, or $48,560 for singles, $65,840 for couples, and $100,400 for a family of four, you can take steps right now before the year end is over to lower your overall insurance costs. Look at this. I had a client who is a retired single person. She, after doing this, is now paying $25 a month instead of, get this, $750 a month. I mean, think about that. If you could save $725 a month, what would you do with that? I mean, that's good money, right? So I want you to consider yourself. Think about how you think about things. Are you open-minded? Are you open to suggestions? Maybe you're listening to me right now and you're feeling pretty good about everything. I mean, let's face it, nothing terrible has really happened yet. Yet, we saw some things occur in the market, but you're just paying those premiums, aren't you, on your insurance policies? And let's face it, if something bad hasn't happened, then you're not likely to do it. And so as Jack Welch said, remember him? He was the CEO of GE, made the company one of the best companies in the world, and now we know where they are. But he said this, and I always think about this, which is change before you have to. And so why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is probably the worst thing you can do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after the car crash. It's not going to help after the accident. You have to put it on before you put that car in gear. You have health insurance. Legally, you're required to. And so why are you paying all that money right now? If you're just having them take the money out of your paycheck each month and you're not looking at these options I'm talking about, then you might as well roll down your window right now. Seriously, roll it down and just take the money out of your wallet and throw it out the window, because that's what you're doing. That sounds crazy, I know, but guess what? That is exactly what you're doing right now by not looking at this. We can help you, but you must first help yourself. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, then here's what you should do. Pick the phone up right now, and for the first 10 callers this morning, here's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and we'll take a look at our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And in that, we're going to take a look at what you're paying right now, what sort of benefits you're getting, what's your savings rate for retirement, and where are you right now? Even if you're retired, you can still take advantage of this offer, but you need to call me right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Find out how to save thousands of dollars on your healthcare right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break. But before 2018 is over, what must you do right now about your RMD? I'll tell you when I come back. It pays to listen to Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
A list of mania. Think less but see it grow. Like a ride, like a ride. Oh, not easily offended. Not let it go.
It's not the final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Taxes are low right now. The markets certainly have been volatile the last 6 weeks. And now that interest rates are, well, neutral, It's time to make some smart money moves before 2018 is over. If you missed any of the part of the show, go back to our podcast, go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, and you can click on the podcast section there and look at any of our past shows. You can listen to the earlier parts of this show where I had lots of good ideas. But we're doing workshops again. They're starting again up in January. And so January 15th, make a note on your calendar. We'll be out in Walnut Creek at Scott's Restaurant. Have plenty of space available. You can go to the website, again, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the events tab, and you'll see there's a register button. You can click a blue register button. You can sign up right there. And we have a great tax piece as well that you can download for free about the Trump tax laws and some things you can pull down right now. Our workshops are great. They're interactive, and people ask a lot of really great questions. So go ahead and sign up right now if you can make that. Maybe make that your New Year's resolution. Want to wish a happy birthday. Happy birthday to Phil Warnes and John Cerno. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. So this morning we've been talking about year-end smart money moves that you should be making right now before 2018 is over. And one of the big ones that I see a lot of people make mistakes with is required minimum distributions. These are also known as RMDs. RMDs are typically a year-end topic. And this is for folks who are 70 and a half or older and have IRA money or any sort of retirement account. The IRS requires you to take a taxable distribution, also known as ordinary income, from your tax-qualified account, your 401k, once per year. Now, the amount is calculated using the Uniform Life Expectancy Tables. Your age and the previous year-end balance of that qualified account. So here is my checklist. First, make sure before the year is over, this is very important, make sure you satisfy the requirement by December 31st. If you don't, there are steep penalties. In fact, they can be as high as 50% on the amount that you should have taken out. Next, work with your financial advisor to ensure you have a strategy for the withdrawal. This should involve having proper tax withholding withheld from the payment. It should also involve using that money to some sort of a qualified or savings plan. You can either spend it, save it, or certainly reinvest it. And a lot of time, combination of all those things can make sense, particularly as you're planning your cash flow for next year. Finally, for anyone who may want to donate to a charity, the use of a qualified charitable distribution, these are called QCDs, could come in very handy right about now, and this is the time to be thinking about it. This is where you send all or a part of your RMD withdrawal directly to the qualified charity. Any amount that is sent directly from your custodian to the charity properly will not be taxed. Thus, this saves you on income taxes you would otherwise have to pay and accomplishes the objective of you giving money to your charities and lets you give more to your charities than you otherwise would have because the taxes are not there. So this is a great way for you to take advantage of something that is out there right now. Lastly for today, let's talk about getting a review or a second opinion. If one of those New Year's resolutions may involve your finances and getting a plan set up, you'll need to know how you are in a position right now to do that. So here's what you can do. You can schedule an appointment with a good financial planner and have them review things like this: your current investment allocations. Also, what are the fees you are paying? How much market risk are you currently involved in? And an investment strategy or an alignment of your investments compared to what your goals are. Where are you trying to move to? What are your goals when you retire? What do you see yourself doing? With the massive changes to the tax code that we see here in 2018, this is one of the best things you can do right now is to get proactive when it comes to something like this. We see this all the time. People come in with their last year's tax return and we sit there and we take a look at it because most likely it's going to be the same thing again. And That is the definition of insanity, is it not? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. It just doesn't work that way. You have to get in front of the issue before it hits you. And I just got to tell you this, for 2018, we have a whole new tax code now. There are all kinds of deductions. There's all sorts of strategies that you can take advantage of. And if you're not doing it right now, you're going to miss out on it. And by the time you get to your tax person in February or March, it's going to be too late. And that's when you're going to find out, oh, I could have done this or I could have done that. So don't wait. The best thing you can do right now is to get smart about this. Plan ahead of time. That's what we do with our clients. We like to be proactive. Think of it this way. When was the last time your financial advisor asked to see your tax return? Let that sink in for a moment. You're listening to me right now so you can understand how you might be able to retire comfortably. And if your advisor doesn't know your tax situation, then that should concern you, because how could your plan work to its maximum efficiency if you're paying taxes that you don't need to be paying? I can tell you, as someone who's in this business, that you cannot have an investment strategy that's fully integrated without first understanding your tax situation. It's kind of like this. When you go to a doctor and they diagnose you and they say, you know, we need to take an x-ray of that to see if it's actually broken. Well, they don't know if it's broken. The radiologist goes ahead and does an x-ray or a CAT scan to take a look at it. When they do that, then they can see if there's a fracture or not. But without that, it's like looking in the dark and trying to walk through a room full of furniture. This is complicated stuff, and you need a team of experts working on your side to help you figure it all out. And so in my office, I have a CPA. I have three estate planning attorneys and a team of financial advisors who work together to help you understand what your options are. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, or other type of savings account, then here's what you can do. Pick up the phone right now, and for the first 10 callers, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no cost. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. Last time, 888-588-5818. Call us now. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back in the studio, Dion, Matt, Dora, Valerie, Allison, Jordan, Hayden. Thank you very much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
All calls have been screened and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.